another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 3 with verses 5 through 8. But if our wickedness provides proof of God's righteousness, what can we say? Is God unjust, humanly speaking, to inflict his wrath? Of course not, for how else is God to judge the world? But if God's truth rebounds to his glory through my falsehood, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not say, as we are accused, and as some claim we say, that we should do evil, that good may come of it? Their penalty is what they deserve. Do you believe in God's wrath? Paul asks us to realize God will punish those who disobey the precepts of the law, but he reminds us to see good from the wrath displayed by what comes in his holy will as absolute justice in Christ Jesus. We are sinners, and we need to recognize our actions could hurt the law as we aged, that as a God allows us to overcome these ills by service to the same, but in his righteousness and holiness of his name. This is how we drop the label of shame, forgetting the world to serve the innate, the unrestricted holiness of being saved by God's grace. Here there is no payment, and less means less, while more means grace God allows us to team. Remember, one day God will judge you whether rich or poor. Silence we won't be able to ignore. This is the joy of living redeemed. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud. Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. Lord, may we find peace in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 3. Our practice takes us to verses 5 through 8. It is a 3-4 stanza poem. It's titled, Does Evil Bring Good? Proof provided, wickedness, righteousness of God displayed. Unjust God of splendidness, speaking humanly, wrath inflicted, afraid. Not so, a big fat no, not so. World judging, God we know. Glory rebounding, truth falsehood, not so. Sinner condemned, still, why? We know. Good comes from good. Evil comes from evil. Deserving penalty, good. Punishment, theirs, evil. Does evil bring good? Overcoming darkness should allow God's will to be heard. Penalty isn't always deserved. Amen. I am Tom Strickers, and it's November 1st, 2021, recording this morning at 9:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate of Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us, you've gotten to the point where I've regained my composure, allowing a little bit of tears to fall in the grace of God's beauty. So understanding and hearing so much of God's word sometimes can tell you so much as you begin to experience it and share it with others. It just takes your breath away, that understanding, that beauty. That desire to do everything that God asks us to do in our lives as His will. That time of tears brings a lot of fears. It seems that our mind is always switching gears. But how do we come away without the tears? We wouldn't be human if we couldn't face our fears. With the beauty of water rolling down your face, there's such an amazing, beautiful grace, washing your soul clean, making you see the goodness of Jesus Christ in your heart for thee. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. God bless John and Marie. Peace to you too. As we close today in the name of Jesus, at 8:04 in angelic settings.